Amen. Turn your Bibles to Philemon, please. Yeah, which chapter, right? Philemon. Believe it or not, I would much rather preach than sing, so. Book of Philemon. Alright. Let's pray and ask the Lord to bless, and then we'll go home. So. Lord, we love you. Thank you we can gather in your house tonight. We thank you that you are our God, that you've given us your word, and that you save through your Son, Jesus Christ. We ask, Lord, that I ask, Lord, at least my own life and heart, and for those that may not understand, Lord, I pray that you forgive us where we fail you, Lord, and forgive me, and help me to be a vessel of use tonight, Lord Father, to give you honor and glory, as we should through our lives. And I pray, Lord Father, that you'd help calm my nerves and just give me those words that you'd have me to say. Speak to the hearts here. Speak to the needs. You know what they are. I don't. And pray, Lord Father, that you be magnified and glorified. And for those that do not know you as Savior, boy, I pray that they hear something tonight that would prick their hearts to want to know you, to see and taste all that you've given. It's just right there for them. I just pray that they would receive it now. Lord, if they don't know you, we love you and we praise you now for all you're going to do. In Jesus' name, amen. Before I begin, there are times when some of you men may understand, when you're asked to preach, man, you know immediately where you're going. You're like, oh yeah, I've been waiting. This message is ready. I know this is the Lord's will. And then there are other times you pray and you read your Bible, you pray and you read your Bible, and you pray and you read your Bible, and you just pray and you just pray, and you're like, man, there's nothing. You know, nothing's coming. Well, that was one of these messages. So so it came yesterday, late yesterday. So here we are. But Lord willing, my desire, though, when I got asked to preach, is, boy, I'd like to say something to encourage. And hopefully, Lord willing, this be of an encouragement to you. But anyway, let's read Philemon. We'll begin reading in verse 1 through verse 7. Paul, a prisoner of Jesus Christ, and Timothy, our brother, unto Philemon, our dearly beloved and fellow laborer, and to our beloved Apphia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in thy house. Verse 3, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And verse 7, for we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. Now, so the topic we're going to look at tonight is effectively communicating our faith. And the question, forming in a question, how do we effectively communicate our faith? Well, I want to show you, at least in the book of Philemon, one way to effectively communicate our faith is by acknowledging every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. It says that right there in verse 6. How do you do it? That the communication of thy faith may become effectual, meaning having an effect, by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Now, a little background on this letter. This is a letter written by Paul, written to Philemon. And with the goal, the intention of this letter was to bring restoration to a broken relationship between Philemon and his servant, Onesimus. That was the whole intent of this letter. Well, the end product was, the goal was to restore a brother, right? Restore a servant, I should say. And Paul begins his letter in these first verses here, seven verses or so. He's given a lot of thanks. He's given a lot of praise without boasting too much about the man. But he's acknowledging Philemon's testimony, if you look at it. Paul in verse 4 says, he's thanking the Lord. He's talking about Philemon. That he makes mention of Philemon always in his prayers. The Apostle Paul acknowledges the testimony of this man, Philemon. He says, hearing of thy love and faith, which has toward the Lord Jesus and toward all saints. So you see here, this man, Philemon, apparently had a very good testimony. For Paul took notice of it, wrote a letter about it, acknowledging this man, about his love. He talks about this man as someone he prays for daily. Speaks to his heart. Something that he thinks, if you get to your knees daily about someone, you know that person. There's something about them that you're burdened for. You just care for that person. He daily makes mention of this man. So he had a great testimony. And so my thoughts were, what made his testimony so good? What about him? What about Philemon? Could we learn from and practice ourselves? And these are questions I hope you'll see as we go along through here. Again, how do we communicate our faith effectively? Well, let's look at Philemon. The answer lies in that verse 6, that the communication of our faith may become effectual or have an effect by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Evidently, Philemon understood this. Paul wrote of it, and Philemon apparently understood that he understood this and acknowledged the good things he has in Jesus Christ. Does it list them out here in the letter? No, but by application, I think we can learn some things or refresh our minds of some things. Of it is good to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Where so many just blurted out, what's one thing that we can thank God for through Jesus Christ? Salvation. Eternal life. That should be the first thing that comes to our mind, right? And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. That's John 10:28. And in that same verse, we know we have eternal security. Those who are saved are in the Father's hand. Hey, that's something that we can acknowledge that is good in Christ Jesus, with the world, with those around us, right? So we have eternal life. We have eternal security. Did you know he's an intercessor to the Father on your behalf? He prays to the Father. Yeah, I know Sean's out there doing something wicked right now, but he's one of mine. And I love him. And I died for him. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come to God by him. See, he never liveth to make intercession for them. That's Hebrews 7:25. Hey, that's another good thing in Christ Jesus that we can share with those around us. Philemon understood this, evidently, and it was spoken of him. A mansion in heaven. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. That's John 14:2. We have a heavenly home. This world, boy, you got to remember, it's all going to fall apart. You know, don't get so secure in these things in this life. It won't last. Boy, but we got a heavenly home that's waiting for us. And it's not rooms, according to some translation. It's a mansion, okay? He's making many mansions. He's got mansions for us, for those that know his Son. And I could go on, but I want you to think about things too. What is that good that you have in Christ Jesus that you could share with the world? A new heart. He gives us a new heart. He gives us a new life. He gives us a new purpose to reach the lost. I learned after I got saved, my purpose in life was changed completely. I actually now had purpose. I thought I had purpose before salvation, but now I understand I'm a tool in the Master's tool bag. He can use me wherever He sees fit, whatever He wants me to do. I do know that I'm supposed to share this message. That's a life's purpose. They're like, oh, I don't have anything to do in life. Yes, you do. We all have something to do in life. If you're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have an obligation to share the world what He's done in your heart. He gives you a new purpose. Think of all the good things that you have in Jesus Christ and acknowledge Him. Make them known. Sometimes you have to rehearse them to yourself so you don't forget. There's a whole lot of things in Christ Jesus. Man, this whole book is all about Him. Refresh your mind. Remember the good things that you have in Christ Jesus. How can we make our faith effective or have an effect? Boy, acknowledge the good things that you have in Christ Jesus. What exactly, what He shared about His faith, we don't know. The specifics. But evidently, whatever He did share, He had a great effect on those around Him. How do I know this? Scripture tells us this. Philemon touched Paul, and this is the Apostle Paul. He's a well-traveled man. Seen a lot, done a lot, preached to a lot of people. Whatever Philemon had in his life and shared with Paul, it touched Paul. It got his attention. So much so, he prays for the man daily. And what does Paul say about this man? Paul describes him in such a way that he says, I appreciate your love, brother. I appreciate your faith. Apparently, he acknowledged the good things he has in Christ Jesus. Paul took notice of it. His faith became effectual. It produced an effect in others around him. Philemon lived a life where he chose to lead his heart, lead his faith, lead his attitude, and he focused on the good that is in Christ Jesus. Did you ever stop and think, Jesus Christ loves you. He loves me. He loves you, Mom. He loves all of us. He loves us. He's not against you. Man, Michael, that was an awesome message Sunday. You know, the devil does not love you. And he wants you to think God doesn't. Paul's speaking about Philemon. Let me read verse 7. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. He's talking about his fellow brother in Christ. Boy, I would love that to be talked about me. That's some good things that we can have in our life. The joy and consolation of this brother spoke volumes to Paul. You ever been serving along, having a good time with the Lord, right? Boy, the grass is green. You know, birds are chirping. There's a slight breeze. The sunshine is out. You know, like, man, this is great. And then in walks Ichabod. You know, he comes in and reminds you, bless God, it's 0 degrees outside. It's a 20 below out there, and the birds are dead. They're frozen. Totally different picture, right? It's like, man, the Lord, I guess, isn't so good. You know, it's just like total change in thought, right? You know, all of a sudden, life's not so good anymore. And it's a wonder, you know, you forget about God and the good things of God. Well, Philemon seems like, when I read this, he's someone who could even... I'm not saying circumstances are never going to come. They're going to. What I'm saying is, he could at least, even through his circumstances, you know what? I have a lot of good things in Christ Jesus in my life. God has been good to me. He saved this wretched sinner from his sin. And others took notice. Others took notice. Others were joyful because of Philemon's love. Others were consoled. What's that word? Comforted by him. Maybe they had a loss or suffered some loss. Paul suffered some loss. Some great loss. He even uses the word, others were refreshed by Philemon. Just being around him. Coming here on Wednesday night, I'm refreshed by you all. I need church. Okay? I need church. you go out in that world, it just pounds on you and pounds on you, and the world just beats you up. All day long, I heard cuss words, and all day, you know, it's all I've been around. All day, I was in a training environment. Another story. Anyway, I'm hearing this, right? Well, it starts rattling around in your brain, and that's all you can think about is all the stuff that you're hearing. I need church. I need church to be refreshed by you all. And no, this message is not some radio show episode, Serene Living with Sean, you know, where everything is, you know, peachy king, nothing can harm us, you know, none of that. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to say that, you know, never acknowledge when something's broken. You know, if something's broken, hey, that's broke. We should probably do something about that. Oh, no, it's fine. Well, it's broken half. How is that fine? So what I'm saying is when things need to be acknowledged, acknowledge them for what they are, right? But if you find yourself in a trial, let's look at the good things we have in Christ Jesus. Look at the good things that we have in Christ Jesus. If we do, I think it can even restore broken relationships. What do you see happen here? Paul is building up the brother first, and he's not exaggerating anything about Philemon. He's only listing the things he already knows about Philemon. Hey, your love. Hey, you're a refreshing brother. Hey, you are a counselor. You have a great testimony. I love being around you. You refresh my soul. Now I got to share something with you. Remember that servant that ran away? That one that forsook you. I'm sending him to you. Would you behave the same way I know you have been behaving when he comes back to you? Paul mentioned those things. He's building him up to prepare him for what could be a mighty blow. That man Onesimus that forsook him. And Paul is saying, Paul already said though, let me see if I can find that verse. He already knew what his response would be. And forgive me, I can't find it right now. But he already knew he was going to be obedient to it. He already knew he would receive Onesimus. Is it 21? Having confidence, this is Paul, in thy obedience I wrote unto thee, knowing that thou wilt also do more than I say. Paul knew this man. He knew his faith. He knew his testimony. And he spoke to it and said, I'm sending him to you. Right? That's wonderful. That's a wonderful thing. We need to emulate these things in our lives. We need to put them into our heart and our lives and try to live this way. He had a wonderful testimony, this man Philemon. And what happened? Verse 15. Paul acknowledges, hey, for perhaps he therefore departed, speaking of Onesimus, for a season, that thou shouldest receive him forever. Boy, that's a different perspective to think about a servant that forsakes you, right? That's a whole 180 looking at that circumstance. I implore you that I think there's something to this, acknowledging the good things that we have in Christ Jesus and to be ever mindful of them. I think it'll help you get through those times. Romans 8:28, I think, would be applicable here. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. To them who are the called according to his purpose. Again, how do we effectively communicate our faith? Do we try? A part of that involves, I think, the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. I have a very short message tonight. Just so you know. Like I told you, it came last minute. I heard this phrase today, and it made a lot of sense, and then I think I'll turn it over to you here, Brother Jacobs. Just today I heard this, and boy, this made a lot of sense. Change your words, change your world. How you choose to voice something, look at something, can have huge effect. We have a book that just screams of the love of God. And when we don't crack it enough, when we don't read it enough, do you know what happens? We shut that book, and you try to go out there, and the world is just, bam, just pounding you, right? Testing you, pushing buttons every day, from the phone ringing to the kids screaming to everything. That whole package is weighing on you every day. And if you're not in this, you'll forget. I think it's in 1st or 2nd Peter. You can forget that you've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. Talk to Brother Sykes. He'll tell you all about it. 25 years of his life, I think he says, he forgot that he was even purchased. It can happen. Anyway, Brother Jacobs, that's all I have for now. I hope that was an encouragement to you. I love you all.
That was fantastic, encouraging. I got a couple things out of there real quick, a different perspective. Person number one, the sunshine and a breezy day Sean was talking about. And the next guy come in there and it's 20 below, the birds are froze to death. How many of you thought Roy Butler on that one? Huh? Okay. So when Sean was preaching, how many things came up?